or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Thursday, everybody. How about this? I was just looking outside. We got a couple inches on the ground, so much for the dusting. I am live from TDC Services over here at Sayre. Another one of these reasons why I come to do my remote live, so I could get a free meal. They got brisket and everything going on over there, and we'll talk to Brody and Blake here in a little bit on this diesel shop. It's really nice, and more on that coming up here in just a little bit. Let's check out some temperatures. Right now, 30 degrees at Hollis, 29 at Cheyenne, 30 at Sealy, 33 at Cherokee, 30 at Lahoma. Beaver, you're 30 degrees, and out here in, bear with me, I'm doing my remote live today. There it is, I found it. I got everything up on the computer, so I got to find it. 29 degrees right now at the, Lipscomb, 27 at Miami, 32 at Dozier, Wellington, you're 30, Memphis, you're 31, Childress is 30, and Odell is 30 degrees. But keep it snow coming. All I got to tell you guys is I drove over here to Sayre from Elk, and I'm not getting back on the interstate today. Ain't happening. There's some freaking idiots out there, and it ain't worth it. If you don't have to go anywhere, if you don't have a doctor's appointment or appointment with a divorce lawyer or whatever, just don't get out on the interstate. I was going 50, 55, roads are covered with snow and slush, and I had semis and cars, not just semis, but even cars, past me going 70 and 75 miles an hour, and it's just not worth it. So stay home, stay safe. I know a lot of schools are still going on, and I don't have my list of activities that have been canceled, but I'm talking to everybody, all the games and stuff has been canceled. I know Western Oklahoma OTEC, their classes have been canceled this afternoon and tonight, so I know that's happened. I've seen that on Facebook a while ago. Okay, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower on concerns about demand for amid reports that President-elect Donald Trump is considering declaring a national economic emergency to justify universal tariffs on several countries. Trump has threatened to put blanket tariffs on goods from several countries, including China and Mexico, the largest importers of U.S. soybeans and corn, respectively. Declaring an economic emergency will allow him to employ tariff measures through the International Economic Emergency Powers Act, CNN reported, citing four sources familiar with the issue. Trade groups and economists have said imposing broad tariffs and the retaliation from other countries likely will result in reduced export markets for U.S. ag products. Steel demand for U.S. beans and grains have been robust since the start of the marketing years. Overseas buyers are committed to buy 40.2 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans since the start of the marketing year on September 1st, according to data from the Ag Department. That's up 11% from the same time frame last year. Corn sales since the beginning of September are now at 38.8 million metric tons, a 30% year-over-year increase. Wheat sales since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st stand at 17.1 million metric tons, increase from the same period a year earlier. Soybean futures for March delivery dropped 6¾ cents overnight to 987¾ a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal declined $2.20 to $2.98.60 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.07 cents to 41.52 cents a pound. March corn was down 0.25 cents $4.53 a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery fell 2 cents to $5.34 a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost a penny and three quarter to $5.48 a bushel overnight. It is Thursday. The ethanol reports come out today. Ethanol output fell to the lowest level in a month last week, while inventories jumped to the highest since May, according to data from the EIA. Production of the biofuel declined an average to 1.102 million barrels a day in the week that ended on January 3rd. That's down from 1.111 million barrels the week prior and the lowest since the 7 days that ended on December 6th. Output in the Midwest, biggest producing region, fell to 1.043 million on average. That's down from 1.05. Let's see, that was kind of the entirety of the whole losses for the week. All the other regions, East Coast, Rocky Mountain, and the West Coast production were all about the same. Gulf Coast producers were the only region to increase output, which rose to 27,000 barrels a day. That's up from 22 the previous week. Well, guess what? Winter weather is in the news today. Shocking. I don't know why. And winter weather advisories have been issued for western New Mexico, east into central Ohio, while winter storm warnings will stretch from east Texas to east Kentucky, according to National Weather Service maps. In the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering, as much as 4 inches of snow are in forecast today and tomorrow. Roads in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandles will be slick. In southern Illinois and Indiana, heavy snow, 3 to 6 inches accumulation is in the forecast. And some higher amounts are possible in Arkansas and Tennessee borders with southern Illinois. So parts of central Ohio likely will get as much as 4 inches. It's winter, people. What do you guys expect? I'll take this snow any day. I'm gonna go start some fires after this. We got snow cover, and I got some big old brush piles that need burn. Also, today I want everybody to remember that they're having former President Jimmy Carter's funeral today. All your federal agencies are shut down. I did see the bank was open, but FSA and NRCS and all those guys are under. Hey, speaking of that, today is what, the 9th? Here's some upcoming deadlines. Don't call them because they ain't going to be able to answer today. January 15th, your acreage reporting deadline for wheat and other fall planted small grains, canola, and peaches. The deadline. Then coming up the 30th is two different programs is the deadline for. January 30th, the Livestock Forage Program deadline, and also the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program deadline coming up with your FSA and NRCS program. So get that on your book. Man, there's all kinds of who's who amongst Americans here at the shop today. Like I said, I'm at TDC Services here in there. They opened their new shop up. It's really nice. It's really clean for now. And I see some county commissioners from Greer County, Beckham, all strolling around in here. I might grab one of those county commissioners. I've actually never had a county commissioner on the show. He's looking over here, so I might see if I can sneak him on here in a minute. SugarDaddy.com's here. Brian Silk, he's here. And let's see, who else? There's a bunch of people here. Papa Dameron, I got Famous Roy Hunt here. Chad Riptoad sitting over there. We got the Tigners. I don't know. We got all kinds of people here. And the food, I can smell it. It smells good. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I'll have your Lipson Dealerships grain market update. And I'm going to see if I can get, I'm going to grab that big old county commissioner. I don't know if you guys know Pup, but he stands probably about 6'3". He's a big old boy, but I'm going to see if I can get him to come on the show. He told me a good story a while ago about a landowner down there in Greer County in his district in Quail. It's a really good story, so we'll have that coming up. We'll be right back after this. Also, we are live on Facebook today. All you'll see is their Today in Ag emblem on there, but it is live on our website. and live on Facebook, and we got it going on 100.1 KWFX and, of course, KCOFM. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When you need medicine, you've got two choices. You can go to the pharmacy in the big box store where you rarely see the same pharmacist twice, or you can go local. When you go local, the pharmacist knows who you are and calls you by name. It always feels good to be called by your own name. It also means the pharmacist knows something about you and your medical history. So the person giving you your medicine has better insight into how it will react with your body and with other medications you may be taking. Medicine is serious business. It's your life and your health. So you don't want to be just a number. You don't want to be just another sale. You want to be known and you want to matter. You want your pharmacist to really care about you. Colby Brewster and the staff at Grandview Pharmacy keep the shelves stocked with the medication you need. They have a drive-thru, they'll deliver medication if you need them to, and they care about you. Grandview Pharmacy and Gifts, 1220 West 3rd in Elk City. Don't trust your health to strangers.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts, from gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 6th. 1,160 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 525 brought 340. 8 at 581 brought 297. 5 at 700 brought 266. 4 at 819 brought 260. 15 at 903 brought 243. 11 at 977 brought 228. 23 head of heifers at 411 brought 337. 56 at 480 brought 320. 5 at 515 brought 314. 4 at 571 brought 258, 10 at 685 brought 250, 26 at 743 brought 240, 8 at 1,084 brought 210, butcher cows were 40 to 130, butcher bulls brought 120 to 141, bred cows 1,700 to 1,900, pairs brought 1,330 to 2,425. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, will sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Hey, loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. Man, there's a lot of people here, a lot of good people. There's a Bandy Silk walking around like he's somebody. Anyway, let's check out some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Wellington, it's 30 degrees. The wind chill's 24. Humidity's 98. Dew point's 29. And let's see here. We got southwest winds at 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 34 miles an hour. So far, 0.01 inches of precipitation so far. No red flag minutes. 731 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 40 degrees. All right, let's see here. Where is my market? There it is. All right, let me refresh it. Actually, yeah, I got to refresh it there. All right. March corn, 456, up 2 3/4. May, 465, up 2.5. Soybeans for January, 990, up 3. March, 996, up 2 1/4. Soybean meal, January, 291.90, down 70. March is 299.10, down 170. Soybean oil, January, 41.99, up 88. Hard red winter wheat, March, 549, down 1 1/4. May is 557, down 1.5. Cotton for this coming July, 70.84, up 44. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, February, 74.16, up 84. Natural gas, February, 378, up 13. March is 331, up 15. The NASDAQ and S&P and Dow, I think they're closed today. Anyway, they're in the red if they're open. I thought they said they were going to close the markets down, Wall Street down anyway. Let's check out check out these prices. Live cattle, February, 197.97, up 4.27. April, 198.65, up 3.12. Feeders for January, 269.70, up 4.12. March is 268.52, up 3.55. April is 269.47. up 3.32. February is 82 even. Lean hogs up 2.52. April is 87.82, up 2.75. I can see the lean hogs coming back. They were taking a pretty good hit the last couple weeks until this week. Ah, let me find this deal. I wanted to share this with you guys before we go to our next break, and we'll get Brody Bryce come on here and talk a little bit about his new shop while I'm here. Might as well. It's a really nice shop. But we're burying Jim Carter today, and he's always known as the Georgia peanut farmer back in the days. And I talked a little bit about him last year, and he's one of the two presidents that I've actually met in person. But James Earl Jimmy Carter, Jr., the Georgia peanut farmer who became the 39th president of the United States, died at the age of 100 on December 29th. According to the Carter Center, the nonprofit reported Carter died peacefully at his home in Plains, Georgia, surrounded by his family. Carter has been receiving at-home hospice care since February of 2023, following a number of short hospital stays in his later years. At the age of 4, Carter and his parents, Earl and Lillian Carter, moved to a 360-acre farm in Archery, Georgia, small hamlet outside the city of Plains, southeast of Columbus, Georgia. His father grew peanuts, cotton, sugar cane, and corn commercially with the help of tenant farmers. Plus, that's Sugar Daddy if you guys don't know who that voice is. corn commercially with the help of tenant farmers, plus vegetables for the family. He also raised livestock and cured his own ham, pork shoulders, and sausage to sell. 5-year-old Jimmy got his start in the business selling boiled peanuts for a nickel bag on the streets of Plains. According to the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park, part of the National Park Service, he would earn up to $1 a day and up to $5 on Saturdays. At that time, 3 acres produced 1 ton of peanuts, which brought $60. Now, 1 acre hopefully produces a minimum of 2 tons of peanuts. So that shows you how time has changed with equipment and all kinds of other stuff. My life on the farm during the Great Depression nearly resembled farm life of fully 2,000 years ago than the farm life today, Carter said in 1975, according to the National Park Service. I have reflected on it often since the time. Social errors changed of their own curious pace, depending on geography and technology and a host of other factors. It's incredible with the speed that change have totally transformed both the farming methods and the various lifestyle I knew in my boyhood. Carter's boyhood home and family farm are now part of the Jimmy Carter National Historic Park and are open to the public. Honeybees, goats, and mules can be found on the farm, where sugarcane, cotton, corn, tomatoes, and peanuts are still grown today. As a boy, Carter had many other chores on the farm, including hauling cotton to the gin and watermelons to the railroad, the chore he enjoyed the least, the National Park Service said, was mopping cotton. During the 1920s, cotton buds needed to be poisoned to kill boll weevil. Boys would carry a mixture of arsenic, molasses, and water up and down rolls of cotton in a bucket, using a rag tied to the end of the stick to dab the poison onto the butts of each plant. My sisters, my older two sisters, used to tell me that that was their job along with one of my brothers, because they, like I said, I got sisters and brothers 25 to 30 years older than me, and they were born during the Dust Bowl days, and they told me of this, all the stuff of picking cotton, chopping cotton, hoeing cotton, and dabbing them. My black playmates were the ones who joined me in the field work that were suitable for younger boys. Carter reminisced in 1975. We were the ones who towed it freshwater to the more adult waters and the workers in the field. We mopped the cotton, turned sweet potato and watermelon vines, pruned deform young watermelons, towed it to the stove wood, swept the yards, carried slop to the hogs, and gathered eggs. All thankless tasks. But we also rode mules and horses through the woods, jumped out of the barn loft into huge piles of oak straw, wrestled and fought, fished and swam. Early years of my life on the farm were full and enjoyable, isolated but not lonely. We always had enough to eat, no economic hardship, but no money to waste. We felt close to nature, close to the members of our family, and close to God. Carter served as secretary of the High Plains, Plains High School, you know where my mind is, FFA chapter. He's also the FFA member. He's the only FFA member to be elected U.S. president. I did not know that. In 1977, he was presented with a lifetime membership plaque. In a speech of the National FFA Organization State President's Conference in 1979, Carter said about his role as FFA Secretary, "I can vouch for the fact that it's good preparation for the highest elective office in our nation." During his address to the 1978 National FFA Convention, Carter said, "Whether one is the secretary of a local FFA chapter, which I was, or the president of the greatest nation on earth, it's our responsibility together as partners, as common leaders, to bring out the best in people who have observed us and to make us make even greater the greatest nation on earth." Upon hearing that Carter speech, Scott Stump, chief executive officer of the National FFA organization, said, "We are deeply saddened by the passing of President Jimmy Carter. Carter lived out our FFA motto, learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, living to serve, every day of his life. Our thoughts are with his family, and we're grateful for the example he set for FFA members and our next generation of leaders." So, we're going to miss you, President Carter. He was a good one. All right, well, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back after this break.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I love spreading joy with gifts this time of year, but I try not to spread my budget too thin. Luckily, Kohl's has come through for me once again. I just went and used a 20% off coupon to score so many great gifts under $20, like cozy pajamas and fleece, amazing gift sets, and beauty must-haves. So if you're looking to give more for less this season, get to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hello, this is Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for a new place to buy all of your livestock feed, seed, and chemical? Let SEI Agritech be your trusted place to get everything you need. We offer winter feed contracts, buy the bag or bulk. We carry Mixed 30 liquid supplement, Total Equine horse feed, Sure Crop fertilizer, Golden Harvest corn seed, Advanta hay grazer seed, and we also are an authorized dealer for livestock nutrition centers. Give us a call today. Follow us on Facebook. Come by and see us, SEI Agritech on South Randall. In Elk City.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. 2025 is the time to save. We're offering 15% off your entire purchase. That's right, 15%. Mattresses, bedroom, living room, and more. Nothing will be held back. 15% off everything. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Southwestern Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store, right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City.
Sorry, friends, appliances not included.
ASCO Equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO Equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I'm over here at TDC Services in Sayre, Oklahoma. We're on the South Old 66 Service Road, you want to call it. What do you do? Get off, what exit number is that, Brody?
Exit 20.
Yeah, exit 20 here at Sayre, Oklahoma by the Flying J truck stop. And get off, go to the Southwest Service Road and come west, and you can't miss it. The beautiful new white shop. You guys just completed this win.
We just moved in here right at 2 weeks ago.
Right. And it's nice.
Yeah.
It's clean for now.
It is for now. Oh, we're going to do our best to keep a good, nice, tidy workspace.
Oh, let me do this weather real quick, and Brody, don't you go nowhere, because he's going to sneak off on me. Arnett, here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. It's 28 degrees, feels like 21. Dew point 27, the humidity's 97, the winds are out of the southwest at 6 miles an hour, 0.04 inches of moisture so far today, 3-day average 4-inch bare, soil temperature 32, sunset at 542, 90% chance of snow shower today, 32 for a high, snow showers likely tonight, 21 for a low, 70% chance, and tomorrow sunny and 37 with northwest winds 8 to 17 with wind gusts up to 20. People are making fun of you, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
We don't need you guys' crap over there today, all right? It's hard enough to get him on the radio. Brody, this is a nice shop. Why the move?
So that was our plan from day one. I was renting the shop that we were in, and we wanted to find the right location. And the whole time I wanted to be right off of I-40 to try to get some of the I-40 traffic. Obviously, we're still going to take care of our local people, our farmers. I mean, they're the reason we're able to do what we've done. You know, they've kept us busy for the last 3 years, and we're thankful for all them.
Yeah, you guys have done really good. Yeah, Blake's was probably, the wife's probably ready for you guys.
Absolutely.
To get out of there.
Absolutely.
But no, this is a nice shop. So tell everybody what services you guys, what's your big focus?
So we work on anything, 3/4 ton diesel pickup, all the way up to semis. No equipment, no tractors or anything like that, just semis and diesel pickups. And we do just about everything mechanical on them.
Well, I know when I walked in here earlier, they were the only ones in here, and I yelled out, "Can I get a flat fix?" And they all gave me the look.
Yeah, we do not do flats. We don't typically do oil changes. If your truck's here and we're doing other work to it and it needs serviced, we'll be more than happy to. But we're not set up to just pull in here and be like a quick loop.
Right.
We're a repair shop.
They're going right across the highway.
Absolutely.
If you need one.
Absolutely.
There. Anyway, they so we're talking major repairs too, right?
Absolutely. We've got this Peterbilt in here right now that we're doing an in-frame on. We'll do engine builds, transmissions on semis, rear ends, anything on a truck. I mean, there's nothing that we won't touch.
Right. Yeah. And yeah, I've seen some of you guys work.
You guys did
really good. So that I might have messed that up. So the easiest way is to get off exit 20, right?
Exit 20. And if you're going west, you will go underneath I-40 and go south on 283 in the first turn you can turn to go back to the west
on the
service road, and it's a half a mile on top of the hill. You can't miss it.
Right. Yeah, it's right here. It's a big white building. Who built this?
So we added on to this shop. The shop was here, and then we doubled the size of it. Louis Martinez done the building.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it did a good
done
job.
Done phenomenal work, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's good and clean, and got the big toolboxes, and you had a really good turnout for the mill.
Well, yeah, and there's several more people showed up than what we expected on a day like today.
Oh, so yeah.
We were already too far into it to call it off, but we're glad that people showed up.
Well, you've had some famous people here. you had SugarDaddy.com.
Yep.
Brian Silk in here.
Yep.
Don Meyer's here.
Don Meyer, yep.
And he's yelling at me. And did I see Joe Harden in here?
Joe Harden's here, yeah, or yep. Was here.
Yeah, there he is.
Chad Ripito was here. Bandy Silk was here. I think there's a whole table of Damrons over there.
Yeah, there's at least a table. What do you think chance we get Casey come over and talk on the radio?
I bet that doesn't happen.
So, and then you got Loca, the Chamber of Commerce. You guys had your ribbon cutting right before
yep.
the show come on.
Yep.
So you're a member of the Sayre Chamber, I guess?
Yes, yep.
And then, of course, your dad's here.
Yeah.
And then his boss was here.
Yeah.
He wouldn't come on.
Yeah.
Huff wouldn't come on.
Yeah, Mark Barnes, he was a little shy.
He said he had a hair appointment. He don't even have any hair. he was telling me a cool story. I don't know if you heard him telling that. He's telling me that your dad and me, there's some people down there and that inherited some land sometime back down there in his district in Gurr County. And I guess this year she come up to him, "Why don't you mow the right of way?" And he told her, he said, "Because of the quail." She said, "What?" He said, "Because of the quail, because a lot of your pastures get overgrazed, especially during the drought and everything." And he said, "Well, forever called this the superhighway." And he said, "It's their only habitat." And he said, after he explained it to her, "That makes sense." And then I guess a couple weeks later, a month later, I don't remember what all the whole story was, I'm seeing quail. Only from my favorite county commissioner in Gurr County.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I actually got three favorites down there because I know them all. But anyway, this is outstanding. And so you got after-hour service by chance?
We don't right now. Eventually, we plan to put a service truck on to where we can, you know, take after-hour calls and roadside calls. But we don't right now. Pretty much 8 to 5. I say 8 to 5.
That's the reason why you got out of the oil field, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the reason why I left the oil field. I say 8 to 5, and then I'm here till midnight a lot of times. But, you know, we try to, you know, do business from 8 to 5, you know, and a lot of times I can shut the door and finally get something done after 5 o'clock whenever people stop coming by, you know. But,
right.
So, yeah, for the most part, just you know, regular business hours.
Well, what all different ways can they get a hold of you guys here?
They can call me on my cell phone, which is what we use for our business phone. It's 580-729-0386. They can send us a Facebook message, Instagram message. that's pretty much the easiest ways to get a hold of us. Yeah,
right. Yeah, because you guys are on Facebook also.
Oh yeah,
you're always showing the what you're working on and stuff. So what exactly are you going to do this, Pete?
We're rebuilding the engine.
Right.
So we just got the heads back from the machine shop. We kind of put a halt on it so we could get everything cleaned up for today, but should be rolling some smoke by probably Monday or Tuesday.
That Sugar Daddy's truck. Whose truck is that?
It's Blake's.
Oh, it's Blake?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. I was thinking that Sugar Daddy, Silk, he had some. I think he's selling stuff. Never mind.
He has a truck about the same year model, but it's got a sleeper on it.
That's
and
right.
it's brown.
Okay.
So,
Well, I know he doesn't like the wax stuff, and I was just wondering if that was his.
Yeah.
You never know. But, well, congratulations on moving into your new shop.
Appreciate it.
You guys get a chance, come by here and check it out. You got some diesel work and stuff you need done. I promise you, these guys are the ones to bring it to a farm truck, oil field truck. It don't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't. We'll do it.
Yeah. Man, they're dragging them in down at Hobart now.
Oh, Steve Stockton walked in the building.
Know. You guys, you got time. If you hurry and get here, you got about, 20 minutes to get here and come by and check out some of the dudes that have walked in this shop.
We've had several.
Thanks, Brody.
Yes, sir.
All right. My computer went down. Let's see if I can get it back up. Bear with me, people. It did. It went down. Why is it not working? This ain't good. Bear with me. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take a break and fix my computer because something just happened. Oh, there it comes back on. Bear with me a second here. Oh, it's not plugged in. That would really help, wouldn't it? Oh! There we go. Bear with me a sec. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. I'll fix my computer. We'll be right back. We're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. We'll be right back after this. We'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Southwestern Oklahoma.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Outlets, Oklahoma, 31 degrees, feels like 21, dew point 29, humidity's 93, winds are out of the south at 14 miles an hour, 3-day average bare soil temperature 39 degrees, sunset at 5:44, 90% chance of snow showers today, 33 for a high, tonight 40% chance of snow showers, 28 for a low, and tomorrow partly sunny and 39. Well, I got the other hombre in this TDC business here, TDC service business here, Blake Wilson. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're a little easier to get along than Brody.
Well, he's got a face for radio, so.
He does, but he doesn't have the voice. He acts like he's nervous. Look at him. He heard us talking about him.
Yeah.
Well, you guys had a great turnout here.
We have. We have. We've been very blessed. The community's stood behind us.
Yeah, and we got a good, man, it's hard to beat Western Oklahoma.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Yeah, we got, and so, yeah, Brody's got good ears. We started talking crap on him, and he was right over
here. Yeah, he's staying close. He wants to know what we're saying.
Anyway, how did TDC services start?
Well, you know, Brody's kind of always mechanic, and I've always trucked, and I've just told him, I said, man, there's a hole here. You got to fill it, you know, there's trucks go in and they set too long, and we need somebody to take care of it. And I had faith that he knew what he was doing, and so he called me one night and he said, "You serious?" I said, "Get after it."
Yeah,
so,
I'm sure he did. Yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, he said, "You really going? You think so?" I said, "You can do it." So here we are.
Yeah, you guys, sir, are you guys glad he's over here and away from the house, or is this the wife? Is this a marital deal?
Yeah. So you know, when we started it, we said, "Well, we could do my shop for a year, and that'll be a good start." And that was 3 years ago. So but you know, it was the payoff was worth it. This shop is more than what we thought we'd have at this point.
Yeah, so it's nice. It's nice and clean for now, but I bet it'll stay pretty clean.
Yeah, I think so. I like to see it full of stuff, but I don't want to see it dirty.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys started this, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, a little over 3 years ago.
Okay, and then, of course, I drive by there almost every day, and you're always busy, so that's a good thing. And the new shop's closer to I-40. You still take care of your local people, but hopefully, you know, somebody has some either minor or major repair need done, they can pull right in here off the interstate.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for. It was a good central location for us where, like you say, the local people, they've got us to where we're at, so we're not going to let them go. But we would like to pick up some of that interstate work.
Well, I'll recommend some type of advertising that you could do that maybe draw some off there. Have Joe Harden sit out there on the side of I-40 with a big sign.
Spin the sign. There you go.
Like no one would be good. He ain't doing nothing. He could do this. Him and Chad.
Well, yeah, Chad might cost too much.
Yeah, probably. And he'd be on the phone all the time anyway. So that'll be good.
Well, I want to thank KECO. I mean, y'all have been with us from the beginning, and we've done advertising with y'all, and it's really worked for us, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you guys are on board with me, because I know what to talk about with you guys most of the time. Get back to what you just said a little bit earlier, you know, Brody's a mechanic, and you have the trucking business. You've transpired over from oil field to basically the farm agriculture side.
Yeah, we're pretty much 100% agriculture. Yeah, I cut my teeth in the oil field, and it was great, and it did me good, but I knew I didn't want to do it forever. And, you know, I've always ran cows and grew up in Western Oklahoma, so you kind of want to be, you know, the agriculture guy.
Yeah.
And so we've transitioned to that. We're just hauling cattle now, a little bit of feed and a few other things, hay and stuff. But, yeah, we enjoy the truck and stuff.
Yeah. And you, how many bull wagons you got?
I got three.
Three, yeah.
Yep.
And so you're fixing to add one?
Yeah, we're fixing to add one. We're going to add a ground load. There's a lot of guys, you know, getting stuff on and off of wheat pasture and moving some cows. You know, a lot of mama cows are moving now. And that seems to be a hole we need to fill, so that's what we're doing.
And did you ever do the trailer one-ton deals?
I've done a little bit of it. We'll still do it. I have one, but it seemed like guys would call. They either had a pot load or they had two, so the gooseneck trailer didn't really work for us, so that's why we decided.
More, go yep. to ground load?
Yeah, the ground load was, you know, because there's not quite a semi-load, so then you make two or three gooseneck loads. Well, then that costs the customer too much.
That's three times.
Yep, so we decided we're going to go the ground load deal. This truck right here is going to be our ground load truck.
Is that going to be the ground load
truck?
That's
the ground load truck, yeah. Yeah, it's always I've always wanted an old 359, so I got one, and we're going to put a ground load behind it and leave it there.
Oh, that's awesome. What a... How does people get a hold of you for cattle hauling? Hey, before we get to that, I want to say this. Even back in 17, if I remember right, you guys and the company were involved with and then you yourself were involved with, I don't know how to say thank you to you and a lot of other people that were helping us for hauling hay in the wildfires.
Yeah, yeah, no, I appreciate the thank you, but I don't need it. Being a cattle guy myself, I seen people in need, and you were taking off of that deal, and I had a product. You know, I had that piece of equipment, and you had the product, and it worked out really well. So I'm glad. I thank you for the part you did with that. And it was a bug. I kind of a pay-it-forward guy. We might have a fire here someday, you know.
You never know. Well, don't thank me. It was the North Fork of the Red River hay rats.
Oh. Well, thank you to that rat crew.
Yeah, it is a rat crew.
Yeah, and, hodgepodge for sure.
Yeah, and so how do people get a hold of you on the trucking side?
Man, just call me. I got my phone on me all the time. Like I say, the oil field kind of made it where I had to answer my phone night and day. So my phone number is 580-799-2443.
If you guys ever need it, I got both his and Brody's, but you can find it on Facebook also.
Yep, yeah, Grit Transports.
Yep, and so that's good. Well, I dearly appreciate you guys letting me come over here and do this, because I'm going to end this show and get over there and get me something to eat before they put it all up.
Yeah, you better. Brandy cook some good food. It's awesome.
I could smell it over here during the whole show. And when people are walking out with toothpicks in their mouth, you know, it was really good. So, anyway, good luck with this. Good luck with the trucking company. And thanks for being part of my show over at Elk City.
Hey, same to you, man. We really enjoyed the collaboration
what
with
you.
You
think kids be getting him on?
He's kind of walking sideways over there. He might throw that cup on you.
Yeah, you might. But anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Jimmy.
All right. Okay, we're going to continue on. I found out what was wrong with my computer. I didn't plug it in. Battery went down. That helps me. As you guys know, California's had the big fires going on, and what I read earlier, and it's not basically an ag land, but it's a big wildfire, $20 billion in damage. So we pray for all those people out there. I'm sure we know they've got plenty of, they're a bunch of movie stars in their houses, but, you know, it still hurts. It don't matter if you're rich, poor, or farmer, or rancher, it doesn't matter. We feel for people who get in these big wildfires. And so $20 billion in damage, they said that was going to be the most biggest money-wise, fire damage in U.S. history. So, speaking of that, prescribed fires might help with some of that. You never know. We're coming up January 14th, next Tuesday. We're at 6 o'clock at the Beckham County Activity Barn there, right next to the courthouse. You can't miss it. It's all been repainted, new. Man, they've got it looking good in there, and new improved bathrooms, restrooms, and kitchen area and stuff like that. It looks really good. So 6 o'clock at the Activity Barn here in Sayre. It's going to be the first meeting for basically the formation of the Beckman County, I don't know what the name of it is going to officially be, but I'm just calling it the Beckman County Prescribed Burn Association. John Weir from OSU Extension, he's a senior extension specialist from OSU, is going to be there to talk about it. And Greg Allen from the Roger Mills County Farm, Roger Mills County Burn Associate, Prescribed Burn Association. He'll be there. They're going to answer questions, and then it'll all take off from there. I don't know how that's going to go. All I know is I just want to be, I don't want to have nothing to do with any of the paperwork. All I want to do is ride in a fire truck and help keep the fire under control. The prescribed burns are a must, as you guys might have heard with Marcus Thibodeau, my favorite person from the French Quarter in Louisiana. That's his nice name I'm calling. Anyway, you know, we talked about that when he was on here. I think it was last week he was on. And it's just it's a must. People are nervous because of these big wildfires, but, you know, we can kind of help control a lot of that with prescribed burns. So when it gets more informed, I'll let you guys know more about it. A lot of counties, there's 40 prescribed burn associations in the state of Oklahoma. We need to have 77. They're all county-wise. We need to have 77. So next week, Tuesday, January 14th, there'll be dinners. If you're coming, I need you guys to let me know, because I'm so I got the right amount of food coming. Poppy's going to be serving dinner there. My number, 580-821-6646, or get on my Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, and let me know you guys are coming. I really do need a head count, so we have plenty of food when they get there. Also, next Wednesday, have you guys seen on Facebook or all kinds of social media the rocket stoves and the smokers? They're going to be on my show next Wednesday. Basically, they're going to probably be on for the whole show, because I like to get people on there that's got a background in some ranching or farming or something. The story behind Jason and Miranda Chazen, if I say that right, Chazen, it's French, because he's from Louisiana and she's from Wisconsin, is a really cool story. So they met. He was a mechanic on pipelines in Louisiana, and she went out to work in Montana on a dude ranch, and he decided he had all the wool fill he wanted, so he went to Montana, and they met. That's where they met, on a dude ranch, and they was up there 5 or 6 years, and they started team roping together, and they ended up on a big ranch in New Mexico, somewhere about around Hobbs. I don't remember. Martin Ranch, does that sound right to anybody? But the Martin Ranch, I think, around Hobbs. And they were working on that, and they didn't like the Hobbs area. I can't imagine why not. And so they went back to Louisiana, and she became pregnant, and they were going to have a kid, but she wanted to be closer to her family. And so they moved back to Wisconsin. And they were getting ready to move back to Louisiana, because he was building little smokers and little stuff like that. And one day, some guy seen his rocket stove. Check it out, the rocket stove on Facebook, and took it. And some other guy helped him out. And they weren't big on social media. Jason and Miranda wasn't. And now they got the world by the toes. They're shipping out these smokers and stuff, either pre-welded or not welded, and if you want to weld one up yourself, you can do it. It's a pretty cool deal. So they'll be on next Wednesday, and I think it's pretty cool. Also, matter of fact, remember there's a winter weather advisory for Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle till 8 a.m. tomorrow. I think I don't have access to everything I need here. It's me. It's not the computers. I know a big part of all the activities have been canceled, so got to be careful out there. Let's see, one other thing, Scott, before we go. Here we go. This came out on successful farming. Corn soybean growers face negative returns despite aid. growers will still lose money on their 24 corn and soybean crops despite the economic assistance payments approved by Congress in December, according to an analyst by economists at the University of Illinois and Ohio State University. They estimate farmers in central Illinois will lose around $118 per acre on corn and $23 per acre on soybeans, even with the payment. Without the aid, the negative returns will be around $161 per acre on corn and $53 an acre on soybeans. A farm with 50% of its acreage in corn and 50% in soybeans would lose an average of $71 per acre. So it's not looking good. All right. That's it. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless.
This is KECO, Elk City.